Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I thought the spring was here. I guess not. We're all going to have to wait a little longer. DNA as a crystal. What that means to healing irreversible disease. Now, we're going to have to tie a lot of pieces of the puzzle together today. Again, the name of the show, DNA as a crystal. What that means to healing irreversible disease. Yes, the two have much to do with each other, of course, generally overlooked. Thus, the purpose and intention of the show. Good morning, if you're new to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Put on your thinking caps. Here we go. Concept, crystal. What is a crystal? Everybody's got this thing about crystals. It's kind of a new age thing. Down to brass tacks. Our interest, your interest in the crystal. Is it crystal by virtue of its design? Reverberates. Crystals vibrate. Vibrations imply what you call potentiations. Simple concept. You invest $50 in the stock market, you get a little bit back. You invest $50 million, you get your returns exponentially, as if something is vibrating on its own accord. In other words, dividends that you don't have to put energy into. And that's the thing about a crystal. If you hit a crystal with energy, the crystalline matrix creates an output that far exceeds the input. You just have to light the fire, so to speak. Now that's big. The DNA as a crystal is big. And the reason it's big is because it implies that there's something about the DNA that goes beyond our chemical understanding of it. You gotta think about that. Watson and Crick changed the world, won the Nobel Prize. In a heated race, Maurice Wilkins, Watson, Crick, Linus Pauling was in on it, Rosalind Frankel. Big race back in the 50s to understand the basic molecular structure, the double helical structure of DNA. Underneath it, it's crystalline. And its crystalline matrix implies something. It implies that all the energy we gave it to understand its biochemical design has an underpinning that's far more significant. That significance we're going to explore today. And yes, it relates to healing what is otherwise termed irreversible disease. I want to point out to you, I want to remind you of a group of people that you don't usually see, that you don't usually talk to, that you don't really know exist, except you kind of do in the background. They're called pathologists. Let's go to the show. I hope hopefully you're on the pictures. That's show 261. We're in our fifth year. Show 261. If you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're up there listening on radio in San Francisco, please get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Down here in the Southland, you already know. Get to the website so you can see the pictures, if you can. Pathologists. I want to introduce you to pathology, the concept of pathology. Pathology is the study, well, pathology, as I'm going to term it today, or pathological analysis. Those are the people that do your biopsies. I guess that's the best way to put it to you. The MD is the guy you shake hands with and talk to, and then they take tissue, biopsies. And those biopsies go to laboratories, and those chunks of your tissue get stained or centrifuged or dissolved in different materials, and back comes a report that goes to your MD that he reads to you. Some of you have been through this, and you get good news or you get bad news. The people that do that are called pathologists. Generally, not always, but generally, pathologists have medical degrees. So they go through medical school, and then they have to study beyond that. And they make a couple of $100,000 a year. There aren't a lot of them. Very learned people for their task. Very learned people for that task. Let's take a look at a few pathologists. What I want you to do is go to picture number, and there we go. I want you to go to picture number 17. Go to picture number 17. That is a pathologist. And yes, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek here. That is a pathologist, and she's cutting up organs. And those organs, I guess, are going to go under the microscope after they are prepared to be stained. They may go under the electron microscope. Those are dead tissues that are being looked at. They're being looked at to be written up to tell the medical doctor who's interfacing between you and the pathologist whether you got the disease. And there's a billion and one ways you can describe cells under an electron microscope, and that's all part of the education that the pathologist gets. There you have it. That's who's telling you whether you're in trouble or not. Picture number 18. Yes, it's important to do this. Pathologists by geographic area and what they earn. That's gross, not net salaries. They earn a couple hundred thousand a year generally, as much as $250 in South Central, $260 up at the Great Lakes, $189 in the Southwest. It's a good job. It's an important job. It's hard science. And it's who we depend upon to tell us that our disease is reversible or irreversible. That's important for you to understand. There's a little nuance built into that. Even if the pathologist knows that the disease is reversible, based upon what they see on histological, microscopic, electron microscopic analysis, even if the pathologist knows that in terms of the textbook, the disease is reversible, the medical doctor may not tell you that. And they may not tell you that because in their experience, they've never seen anyone reverse it, even though theoretically it's reversible. You have to understand that. You see, you got to understand that. So again, look at her at picture 17 in the event that she's about to give you bad news. That bad news is going to go to the medical doctor. Let's see picture number 19. And then the medical doctor is going to tell you that you have the disease and that this disease probably is not reversible, even if it might be reversible. And the gap between the two is because in the clinical experience of the doctor, it's not reversible. If you have something like diabetes, and in that doctor's experience, those cells in the island of Langerhans in the pancreas are oxidatively damaged to the point where they are necrotic, destroyed, apoptotic, senescent, whatever you want to call it. Damaged, scarred up, kaput. If in the experience of the doctor that's getting the report, in that doctor's experience, the average person, I mean 99% of the time, has never turned it around. Not to mention that they've never turned it around, and here's the point, because they don't do anything for themselves, because they listen to the doctor that says there's nothing you can do, but we'll put that aside for a second. Into then the clinical background, the doctor will go and tell you that there's nothing you can do, and that's because it's irreversible. So this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have to understand that. You must understand what I'm saying. You have to understand that when the lady in picture 17 gives the path report to the MD, and the MD has a long 30 or 40 year history of telling you that there's nothing you can do, and therefore it's irreversible because in his experience, he's never seen anybody reverse it, forgetting that it's because they don't tell, because they don't do anything about the problem. You're being victimized by a very sick cycle indeed. Now, yes, in normal realms, cells do degrade to the point where there's so much scarring, necrosis, damage, destruction, that outside of the paraphysiological ranges, meaning stuff that, well, it's part of miracles, which we're not allowed to believe in, right? Right? We can go to church on Sunday. We can do Bible study. But if a medical doctor tells you your disease is irreversible, well, then there's no room in your imaginative faculty to just consider that things do reverse themselves. Oh, yeah, but that's just a miracle. Well, let's put a miracle into the science of regeneration, regenerating cells, and let's not wait for science to do that. And that's what I offer you as a thought today. But let's break this down a little bit more deeply. So, in the standard parlance of the time, you go to a doctor who sends a biopsy to a pathologist who analyzes it, and they send you back the information that you've got the disease based upon the way it looks. The doctor then, I will argue, subjectively tells you it's not reversible, only because most people he sees don't reverse it. Okay, good. We're going to start right there. Now, let's go back to picture number one. Number two, that DNA is a crystal. And that what the DNA does, well, now I want you to go to picture number eight. Go to picture number eight. Very simple sort of comic trick. DNA gives a signal to the RNA. It actually creates the RNA. We say DNA transcribes and creates ribonucleic acid, which translates then into the production of protein. So I want to just throw three words down. DNA, RNA, protein. Transcription, translation. Hold that. Go to picture number six. There you go. The DNA replicates. It transcribes a code to the RNA, and that specific code is a code that the RNA translates into making protein. Some of you have broached on this somewhere along your education. That thing, protein down there, that means building new tissue. That means you don't get the disease. That means you repair the damage. Protein, making protein from RNA as dictated from DNA, means that the genes, right? Genes on chromosomes, genes, which are composed of nucleotides, which are all part of this DNA molecule, ultimately talk to RNA, and then RNA makes proteins. When we say protein, we mean you repair your eyeballs. It means you repair your heart. It means you repair the cartilage in your knee. It means your kidneys keep filtering waste. It means your brain keeps thinking. There's this relationship between DNA, RNA, and protein. What pathology does is come on in and say, based upon the pictures under the electron microscope, that DNA is dead. Either the cell is gone, all where the cells were filled in with thick, scarred spaces, and they describe them in a million ways, or the cells are not completely obliterated, but so damaged that, well, they're going to sit there stupid for the rest of their life. And that making repair to the cell, even making new cells, are processes that aren't going to occur anymore because the tissue's just dead, kaput. And that, in a nutshell, is what your biopsy is about when it's telling you.